So we've just come to the penny arcade section of the museum, and it's all old machines. And you put money in this machine, and like a pound coin, and it'll give you like old-fashioned pennies, which is pretty cool. So we just got a bunch of old pennies, and we're going to go and see what's around. So, George, we go this way, and then we can see... Oh, Unity's... let's go and put money in these machines and just see what happens. I wonder what this one here does. Let's see. Right, Georgia, basically you've got a big long corridor and the machines are just down. The machines are just along the side of it. All right. Okay. Right, where's the coins go? Let's try that. Are you going to do this one?
I don't know. What does it do?
I don't know. Just put a coin in and let's find out. There is a lever of some kind. Right, the coins I think go there.
Yeah, I've put the coin in.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
All right, okay, and then there's a lever there.
You're allowed one go at something.
I don't know what it does.
No, it doesn't do anything. Oh. What is that, Matt?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's done.
I don't know what it did either. Let me have a go. See. I don't know what that machine does. Oh, don't worry about it. Somebody, a little kid will come along and have a good free go, won't they? We're just having a look. Let's see, what's this one? Oh, this is a rocking horse, George. Would you like to have a go on a rocking horse? It's an old-fashioned one, look. It's got a great... Yeah, it's got... Look at its tail. Oh, no, it's not. It's actually running, look. Look, here. That's its feet going all the way down there, look. So it's obviously flying. It's probably called, like, the flying Dick Turpin or something like that. What's this machine do? Let's try this one. They're so old. Right? They've got light bulbs inside them, but they're, like, old-looking thing. I don't know what that does. What does that do? God, I tell you what, it's amazing how different machines are today from what they were. Feel that one there. It's all like really old. Really old. It's got a... I don't know. Look, that's...
What does it actually do?
Well, I don't know. Right. Let's see. We'll see. We'll find some more. Let's try some on this side. Oh. There's one here, but I don't know. Oh, that doesn't look very old, actually. God, it must be, like, to try and maintain these, though. We found all these machines, but we just don't know actually what they do. But
it was a bit of a waste of money, really.
Yeah, but it's only a quid. There's some over behind you as well. Come this way. What's this one here? Oh, sorry.
Sorry, on your way.
Oh, sorry. Is this here? This one? No, they've got... Well, I was just wondering what this one is, because it's got a tactile look. It feels like a vamp... I don't know what this is. It's like a vampire game or something, George. Well, feel it. Well, because feel the... Look, that's his head, that's his mouth. Like, no, that's his mouth and nose and everything there. But then you've got, like... And then he's got these big winged...
So I'm
just... Huh?
I thought I don't know what it is.
Well, let's find out. Where do the coins go? Oh, yeah.
Well, it's doing something.
It is doing something.
What is it doing?
Well, I don't actually... What are you supposed to... I don't even know what you do. Oh, excuse me, does that... That's giving us a card,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it says,
Your hand donates a firm and determined character, one that can be led but not driven, generous to a marked degree, not easily imposed upon, and very industrious. You aspire wealth and the pleasures it can bring. Fond of literacy and music, you are very sincere but too independent to please everyone.
Oh, well, I don't know how it's worked all that out because I didn't even touch it.
However, some members of the opposite sex find that this is irresistible and you will fall headlong for your smouldering, broody charms. There you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is a machine that obviously tells your fortune, but I can't quite work out how it managed to suss me out so accurately. I think you put your hand on there, is it? And it's got.
And then I just think it feels the heat.
I don't think it really does. What? Hang on, the lady's having a go,
Alfie. Boy. So you have to let
it. Oh, that's weird. I didn't even touch it though.
It's like scanning your hand,
isn't
it?
Oh, wicked.
Oh, it's brain out of card.
Yeah, there you go. So now someone has to read you that. That's your card.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Right. This one's a strength tester.
Right.
So I'm going to do this one.
Are we going to keep this?
Keep your card.
What it says. Do you want to keep, where's yours?
I've got mine in my pocket. Do you want to keep yours?
Yeah.
I might get it mixed up otherwise. And especially if it says the same message, or at least something very similar. Right, now where's the coins go on this one? Coins. Yeah, but I'm going to pull the.
Come here.
Where do the coins go? Ah, right, here we go.
Unity, come on.
Test your strength. Here we go. Okay. That's really. Rubbish. You put the money in, it releases the handle so you can do a strength test. Here, I go, you have a go.
Have we won
our millions? Well, no, but we just got a card out of that machine. I never even touched it and it predicted me very accurately. And George has just tried, I don't know, George has got a card now as well, but we don't know what her said. So. Thank you. So coins are up here at the top. There you go. Right, I'll show you. Go on, put the coin in. Which hand is your stronger hand?
I don't know.
You probably want to do it with your right hand, actually, George, because you hurt yourself. Right. No, right. No. Put your fingers, that's it. You've got to pull that towards you. Go on, really. No, squeeze it, squeeze them together.
Right, is
that it? No.
It's not doing anything.
Hang on. Have you? No, it's gone off now. I'll give you another one. You have to squeeze them together. Okay. Go on.
Right.
That's it.
That's it.
You're obviously not strong enough. You've got to move it. You actually got to move the handle.
Oh, I can't. Right.
What did you think it was going to do? Right. I don't know what this one is in here.
Even the diamonds are exciting.
I don't know what this one does. I wondered if they had one of those. You know, like the fortune teller. Oh, that's the wheels thing. We tried that one before. You know, like where it's like a Egyptian mummy in a thing, and you put coins in, and it'll say, "I will tell you your fortune," sort of thing. And but we just walk down here a little bit further, and that one just sings at you. That's not really very old-fashioned music, though, is it? I know what this one does. What's this one do? Let's see what this one does. It's got a little thing that's going to drop something out, and you've got something that you know, like some sort of lever that you push down, and then there's a big button thing here. But I don't know whether you. I'm not quite sure how that bit works.
I think we should just leave that.
No, let's try it. Let's give it a go. Come on, that's what the money's for. Coins goes up here. Stop waiting. We're on audio, boo.
Well, but I'm just explaining how. Where do I put the coins?
Top right.
I'm explaining how coins is.
Yes, but you might do something really cool. Look at how cool those other ones were.
The strength one was crap.
Did it give you anything?
No.
Right, this is similar. This one looks a little bit more predictable. Let's have a see. What's this one do?
Can we just come around the rest of it now?
We are. We will do in a minute. We're going to have a beer in a minute to recover from the... I think you've just broken the whole thing, Georgia. Coin.
What are you doing?
Oh. Oh, it's how hard you release it, I think. Hold on. Let's try another one. I think basically you put your coin in there like that, and then you go.
Right, and what's that meant to do? It gave
you a coin. No.
Yeah, it did.
Just did it?
Yeah.
Oh, you took it?
I took it.
Oh. It didn't give me anything and you've taken my money. How dare you? What's this one? I just twisted it and it just gave me my penny back.
You didn't actually do anything. What are you actually doing now?
Now, is this... I think, you know where you go and try and get a teddy or something? I think this might be a very early version of that.
Why?
Huh? Because I think I can see the things that you know you control. No, I can't do that. George, you're not really in the spirit of it, are you? Yeah, but so. All right. Come on, let's go. Come on up then. That looks like a racing one. Okay, keep coming up. Oh. Coming all the way along.
Here.
Oh, sorry, can we? Come on, get on. Yeah. Keep coming, George, straight forward. Sorry. Right, and then we keep going along.
Should we go down the ones down there?
Keep going, George. Just keep coming up. We're just going up towards... We're going up. You know, this is up to the end where the cars are. Oh, sorry. Probably spend them in the sweet shop. What's that one there? Hold on. What the heck does that do? Oh, I think this might be like a little boat that kids can sit in. Look. Look. Real old-fashioned one. So I think, unless that's anything, what's that do? What the heck is that? Does that do something? Hold on, let me just see, because this is a machine with a big model on the top. So let's see what he does. Where do you put the coins? There. Okay, let's see. What do you do? I don't know.
It's moving.
Oh.
You're making noises, Unity. Do you think this is a little bit silly?
I don't quite know what this one does. Hold on.
I didn't know what any of them have done so far.
Well, all I can tell you on this one is that you hold his hand,
right.
And he's got one of his fingers moves. And then it on his... Tummy, there's a circle, and there was a light hit that started here at 1 o'clock, and it went spinning round the glass after I'd squeezed his hand, and it's ended up here at number, like, 7, and I have no idea what it does. So it could be telling me that there might be some markings around the edge to tell you you're a sort of personality or...
I don't know.
Something like that, but it's something like that anyway. Is there anything further up here, or is that it? Let's have a look. Just keep coming along a little bit further. I think this might be... I think this is the end. Right, okay, so that's the end. So if we go back this way and then turn left now. Yeah, I think this is the cars coming up on the left. I think, hold on, let's just have a look. Just hold on your horses. As I said, just hold on a second.
Milliners and bonnets are specialty.
Ah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
There we go.
What are you looking for?
We're just wandering around. This should be the cars somewhere here.
No, okay. Well, if you hang on a second here and you hang a left.
Aha.
There's a fire engine. There are two fire engines in there.
Aha. Brilliant. Thank you. There you go. Right, Georgia. Oh, wow. These are huge. Georgia?
Yeah, okay.
You can actually... It looks like... Yeah, this is an old-fashioned... Wicked. Hold on. They've got huge... It's just like a big tractor, though. Because look, there's the wheels at the front.
Yeah. What's this wooden
here? This big tube...
No, the wooden bit.
Oh, just like a platform. No, I just think that's perhaps that's where the firemen sat or something.
Is that the hose?
Well, I don't really know.
No, here.
This thing.
That's the hose, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm guessing it must be. But that's, I think that probably is. Hang on. Oh, can I go around the front or is it too narrow? That's a bit too narrow, actually. If I come behind you.
You could let us get out of the way because the tar is there.
Let's see now. How the hell did they... I'm just trying to work out how they got in it.
Round the other side?
Could be. God, they've got these massive... You ever feel like... If you lean right forward, they've got huge tanks. I think this is all where they... this is where they would have connected hoses. God. Look. Well, when you see, look at it, this is nothing like the kind of fire, you know, what you'd expect. Well, I don't know, but I think... Oh, on the side here, Georgia, there's... I think this is like a water pump that they would have used.
Okay.
And I'm still trying to work out how the hell they drove it.
I wonder if they actually had a separate bit for the sink.
Well... I think that's where they must have. And now there you go. Now it could have been. You could very well be absolutely right about that. It may. Yeah, you could very well be right. Was it horse drawn? It could very well have been. Yeah. Now that would be nice, wouldn't it? Because. These fire engines have got these gigantic wheels at the back. I'm pretty sure that's the back, and then the little ones at the front. It would make a bit of sense, wouldn't it, rather than having them the other way around. Can we get the audio on it or not?
Just going through the numbers to see if there's anything on fire engines.
I would think this would be the higher numbers. What's that?
Hang on. I think it does tell you where to go.
Does it?
I'm hearing music at the moment. Sorry, that's definitely
better. I'm just going to pause this because we're going to have a little play around with the audio guides and see what they say.